السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to صحابة Profiles. We commenced with a discussion on the life of Fatima بنت أسد رضي الله عنها. In our last discussion, we mentioned that she was the mother of Ali bin Abi Talib رضي الله عنه. She was the mother-in-law of فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله عنها, the grandmother, the daddy of Hassan and Hussein رضي الله عنهما. She had two other sons as well. One was Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Ja'far Tayyar. We spoke about how she loved him a lot. He was her favorite son, and she was willing to tolerate that separation when he had to make hijrah to Abyssinia, and later on also when he lost his life because it was in the cause of Islam, and she had a special fondness for him because of how much he resembled Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi of Allah came into her home at a very young age because her husband was Abu Talib, and she treated him like her own son. She was extremely fond of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We spoke about how the Nabi of Allah used to stand out because of his cleanliness, his dignified nature, how Abu Talib and Fatima bint Asad would like for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat with all the other children because there was more barakah, how she cooperated wholeheartedly with Abu Talib when they supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the siege of the valley of Abu Talib, you know, when they were boycotted socially and economically for 3 years, where they suffered to a large extent, and her own blood children, her children from her womb had to suffer, but she was not willing to waver, and she stood by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout all of that. Now later on, we know Abu Talib passed away, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah, and then she also made hijrah. Fatima bint Asad was amongst those people who made hijrah from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. And then it wasn't long after she made hijrah to Makkah al-Mukarramah from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah that Ali radiyallahu anh got married to Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha. And now she became the mother-in-law of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now there were two Fatimas in the family. Actually, Ali radiyallahu anh narrates an incident. He says one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a sheet which was large and was expensive, and told him that divide it between the Fatimas in the house, between the Fatimas in the family. And Ali radiallahu anh says, at that time, there were four Fatimas in the family. The one was my own mother, Fatima bint Asad. The other was my wife, Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The third was my cousin, Fatima bint Hamza radiallahu anh, the daughter of Hamza radiallahu anh. And the other was Fatima bint Shayba, my sister-in-law, who was the wife of Aqil bin Abi Talib. That was another brother of Ali radiallahu anhu. So there were four Fatimas in the house. Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wife of Ali radiallahu anhu. Fatima bint Asad, the mother of Ali radiallahu anhu. Fatima bint Hamza, the daughter of Hamza radiallahu anhu. And Fatima bint Shayba, the sister-in-law of Ali radiallahu anhu. She was married to his brother Aqil. And Ali radiallahu anhu says that I did exactly as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me. I divided this cloth among the four Fatimas in the family. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu mentions that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got news of the death of Fatima bint Asad, he immediately went to her house and he sat beside her body and he made dua for her. In the following words, he said, "My dear mother, may Allah keep you under his protection. Many times you went hungry in order to feed me well. You fed me and you clothed me on delicacies that you denied yourself. Allah will surely be happy with these actions of yours. And your intentions were surely meant to win the goodwill and the pleasure of Allah and success in the year after." And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his own shirt to be used as part of her kafan. And he said that, "I have made dua to Allah to forgive her and to give her the dress of Jannah." And then when the grave was prepared, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself examined the grave, and with his own hands he placed her into the grave. So Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha was one of those few blessed people in whose graves were examined by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. There were only a few people who had this privilege and honor. The one was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife Khadija. The other was Abdullah Muzani, very known as Dhul Bajadain. Fatima bint Asad. Then the son born to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Khadija radiallahu anham, who died in infancy. So not many people had this privilege. But what we can learn from this is that many times when you have a child in your care, it may not be your own child, but you show kindness and you show compassion to the child, and you don't know what the future holds for the child. You don't know, maybe Allah has destined greatness for that child. That shouldn't be your primary motivation, that I'll only look after this child if this child is destined for greatness, or if there are indications that this child will go on to become somebody. But this woman was sincere in her intention. She deprived herself of food and she deprived herself of many things in life just to ensure that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not deprived. And look how it paid off for her in the long run. Look at how she received that honor and that dignity and that privilege in the latter part of our lives. And these are the lessons that we need to learn from these discussions on the Sahaba and the Sahabiyat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be inspired by these noble personalities, and may Allah reward them well on our behalf. Indeed, we are indebted to them. That brings us to the end on the discussion of Fatima bint Asad, the mother of Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.